We're hooked up now with Andy Bulbarch from the Lake Erie Crushers. Joins us. We can't bask in. We can take a little bit of the enjoyment of baseball from the Indians, but tell us what's happening with the Crushers now, Andy. The last time we talked, Monge was still the manager. That's changed. Give us a little insight, I guess, into manager Cameron Roth now that he's taken over the team.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's obviously a lot different. What a difference a week can make is pretty incredible. But Cam was brought on at the beginning of the week, and he comes over from Schaumburg. Schaumburg's obviously had a championship pedigree 2 out of the last 5 years, and, I mean, they won it back-to-back years. That rarely happens in the Frontier League. And on top of that, he was in control of a pretty good staff for a while. He's young, and I think that's one of the first things that stands out when people look at his body of work. He's 27, but of all the guys I've spoken to, they all say he's mature beyond his years. And, you know, he inherits a situation here where things they've kind of gone south on the field for the better part of the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, keep in mind, on June 2nd, they had just swept Gateway, and they were 11-5, and now they're 17-22. So clearly June was not a good month, so it can't come to an end soon enough for those guys. But as far as what I know about Cam, and I got you guys know a little bit, Tim Calderwood, who of course was the voice of the Crushers the year before I got there, he's been in Schaumburg since they launched that franchise back in 2012, and he had nothing but great things to say about Cam. He's very organized, and he's one of those guys that shows a terrific attention to detail, and he's obviously got his work cut out for him here, but I think he's going to do the best he can to try and transform this roster over the course of the next few weeks here. And I think, you know, he's up against it right now up until the All-Star break, which, believe it or not, it's only a week and a half away. But I think his biggest challenge is going to be getting to that All-Star break, and then once he has 3 or 4 days to kind of settle down and figure out what he's got, he'll probably make a few more moves after the break and try and put something together in the second half of the season.
It must be kind of tough kind of hitting the ground running as he did taking over the team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question about that. I think everything went down, as far as I understand it, whenever we got back very early on Monday morning, late Sunday night, however you want to phrase that, and, you know, Cam had pretty much already been, he'd already been hired, but it wasn't made official until, I think, 8 o'clock in the morning when the release went out. And then I think they ended up meeting with the team, and I think that was his first interaction with the guys, you know, a little bit later on that day once everything had kind of settled and, you know, the guys had a chance to sleep off the trip from the night before. And, yeah, I think they wanted to get those guys acclimated on the day off rather than meet those guys the day of the game, because that makes it even more awkward. I mean, and I think there's no easy way of pushing this through. I think Tom made the move, as he mentioned, you know, in a couple of different publications. He said he just didn't like the way things were going, and he didn't think that it was right to wait and let things go a direction he didn't like. So I think he wanted to pull the trigger and make that move, and then, you know, what that does is it only gives you one off day to try and get things together. And, you know, that one day off, I think he figured, you know what, let's get these guys to meet. Let's make sure that the personnel's on the same page as the staff. And, you know, if he had done that on Tuesday morning, I think it would have made things even more interesting. But, you know, he just kind of jumped into the deep end right away, didn't he? I mean, he was able to get a couple of things straightened away, made a couple small roster moves, but, you know, right now, at least, like I say, for the next week and a half, I don't know how many moves he'll make, but I think we'll see some more changes as we get closer to the All-Star break.
Andy, is it tough to pick up players, to find players at this point in the season?
Yes and no. A lot of guys will tell you that the Major League Baseball draft at least has some sort of effect on the way that these guys go out and get players. And I say that because when the draft goes down, obviously, they draft 40-some players. So what happens there is you don't have a spot for 40 other guys who are either sitting down in extended spring training, they weren't given an invite to one of the long-season affiliates, or maybe they're not going to make a spot at one of the short-season affiliates or the rookie ball affiliates. So guys become expendable right after the draft. On top of that, you have college guys that just weren't drafted all of a sudden those guys are now looking for jobs, and that's one of the reasons why the independent leagues are available, because there's some really good players that don't get drafted. And, you know, sometimes scouting's not an exact science. You know, sometimes there are players that scouts just flat out miss, and the guys do become available this time of the year, because I think for guys that don't get drafted, especially, there are guys that are out there that start to think, okay, do I go on, do I pursue my career outside of baseball, or, you know, do I wait to get discovered by somebody, and, you know, do I keep playing? So this time of the year, yeah, there are some guys out there.
Well, you're going to keep playing. That's what baseball does. You get one day, you're done. Your next day, you head on. Again, we're in the middle of a home series, Florence, and then it's the Evansville Otters. What are you wearing for Star Wars night tonight? Have you made your plans yet?
You know, if it was the wintertime, I think I would definitely dress up as Chewie. That's my favorite Star Wars character. But something tells me it might get a little bit warm up in that booth if I dress up like that. So if not Chewie, I'm not as people tell me I'm not as nearly as good looking as Harrison Ford. But maybe I'll dress up as Han Solo. We'll see. You have to come to the ballpark tonight to see.
Exactly. Well, hope the Force will be with the Crushers tonight. Of course, it's a big weekend for the holiday weekend, so lots of fireworks on different nights. Andy Bulbarch with the Lakery Crushers, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again next Thursday as well, hopefully with some better news on our Crushers.